FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
But right now, though, I want to tell you about something fun that is coming up for you that you can take part in over the course of the weekend, and that is Schlafly Beer celebrating its 20th annual Stout and Oyster Festival. How about that? You can't beat that. Stephen Hill's here with us, one of the founding brewers of Schlafly, and we've got Raul Jeffords with us, too, who is a shucker. Did I get that correct, Raul?
You got that correct.
He's a shucker. You got to be careful with that now. Stephen, tell us what your tell us what this festival is all about.
Tell you what kind of shucker Raul is.
Please do.
I tell you that we are so overly excited about the 20th annual Stout and Oyster Festival held at the Schlafly Taproom, a mere blocks from where we are.
No kidding.
At 21st and Locust, tomorrow night, Friday evening, it starts at 5 o'clock. Saturday starts at 11 o'clock, goes until mid-evening is a good time, or until the oysters are out. We are specifically open until 9 p.m., so 5 o'clock, 5 to 9 on Friday, 11 to 9 on Saturday. 20th annual Stout and Oyster.
So what is the, from a brewer's perspective, are you rolling out unique stouts you don't normally have? What have you cooked up for people?
Yes, very much. There's a lot of excitement about the 10 different stouts we brewed specifically for this festival that include things like Tabasco Stout, Horseradish Stout, Peanut Butter and Jelly, S'mores. Oh, there's a variety of others.
Kidding.
They're posted online on www.schlafly.com.
So did you bring some for us to try this morning?
I brought you an example of our variety pack, most of which will also be available, called the Stout Bout. We have Dulce de Leche, Mango Ancho Stout, Mexican Chocolate Stout, and Raspberry Coffee Stout. And I have a couple bottles to share if the listening audience wants to hear us drink beer. While Stephen
is pouring the stout of his choice over there, let me get to Raul real quick. You came in from out of town just for this festival, right?
Yes, I did. Came in out of Washington State.
Washington State, where you are a shucker. Does one get that title?
One opens a lot of oysters. Be graced with the name of shucker, but I'm a shellfish farmer by trade.
Oh, wow. So tell people a little bit about that. That's a pretty interesting profession.
I work with a company called Pencove Shellfish LLC, and we grow mussels, oysters, and clams in Washington State. And we ship out 80,000 oysters to this event each year.
Wow.
And over 200 gallons of pre-shucked oysters for the poor boys, fried oysters, and all that stuff at the event this weekend. Mm.
So what's the key to a good oyster? I will have to admit, I'm not an aficionado of oysters, personally.
I love them.
They're staring at me like, what's wrong with you?
But what is wrong?
I just never developed a taste for them.
That's probably because you've never had a West Coast oyster.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Oh,
I
could be.
I am a little biased.
Raul, remember I'm from Maine.
Yes, sir.
You flew in what'd you say, 23 years ago?
Yeah, I moved here 27 years ago to help open the tap room getting ready for 20 years of Oyster Festival.
So is there really a difference between an East Coast and a West Coast oyster?
I think they're both great, and I support both teams.
Ah, there you
oh
go.
Boy, so he's running for election this year, isn't he?
I know who's got that.
Hey, Mark, let's just be thankful the Colorado boys didn't bring their version of an oyster.
Oh yeah, no kidding.
Rocky Mountains.
Well, yeah, they've got those in Kentucky too, I hear.
Oh, right.
Tell me what did you give me here?
I gave you Mexican chocolate stout. That's what we're tasting right now, which is our version of a Mexican hot chocolate. A really tasty, full-bodied stout. Cinnamon is one of the more salient characteristics. Lovely and refreshing. I didn't have a cold raspberry coffee stout. I thought that might be good, but I'll save that for you guys.
Later. So I guess my question is why the combination of stout and oysters? What is the, because generally you're looking for some sort of a drink that complements the oyster, correct? Does this just get rid of the taste in your mouth or what?
No, it's just a good balance. The salinity and brininess of a cold oyster combined with a stout served at the right temperature, a good roasty mouthfeel. Roasted characteristics and flavors and aromas and a really rich, malty body goes well together. For people who like other beverages that I can't name on the air because I'm a brewer, they can have what they want. But we think stout is the best combination with the oyster. So
I think that's fine. Did you girls try it?
It's delicious.
Did you get that roasty mouth feel he was talking about? Mm-hmm. I've never heard it described like that
before.
I'm a big
stout fan.
Oh,
so
nice.
I'm into this.
Outstanding.
You get the whole 12-pack, Tricia.
Yes.
Stephen, give us the rundown again on when people can show up at the tap room up here. I think of it as being on Olive, but you're saying Locust and 21st,
21st
right?
and Locust. Just go straight up Olive. You can't drive any further than 21st Street on Locust because the street is blocked off. Two huge tents. The inside is open. There are some key fun things about the whole event. Oysters, the stout, the bands. We have a great band lineup Friday night, all day Saturday, Saturday night, and the Star Shuckers, even like Raw as a Star Shucker. Friday night, 5 to 9, Saturday, 11 to 9 at the Schlafly Taproom downtown, 21st and Locust. Schlafly.com has all the information, and the crew is putting in a huge amount of hard work. Thank you, guys. Look forward to 20th annual and seeing these guys up there.
Fun. Sounds
thank
great.
You. Yeah, thank yeah. you for coming in this morning. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to come by just to see an expert shucker at work.
Yes.
Thank you.